True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Second down and two from the Irish 43. Moore throws it out right side, deflected in the air, still deflected in the air, intercepted by Bain. Bain's got it, he's off to the races, he's pushed out of bounds, off a deflection, it's Reuben Bain with the biggest defensive play of the night. Deflected in the air, and Bain returns it, and Miami has the ball.
Bain with the play. Heads up by Miami, the deflection. Another deflection. Bain locates the football, turns it upfield, breathes life into this Hurricane team.
Boy, it feels like it was just hours ago we were out at Hard Rock Stadium, and that's because it was just hours ago. I am back here now. I am Hollywood. Omar Kelly is here with us. Thank you to Dan Day for holding it down there in the 6 o'clock hour. Dan will hang with us here, of course. And Jamie is here with us as well as... We celebrate 1-0 here for the Miami Hurricanes as they are able to knock off Notre Dame at Hard Rock last night, 27-24. As you heard Dan there in the update. At some point, by the way, Dan, we got to talk about that soccer thing because I got home and I saw that that was trending on Twitter last night. And that was a wild scene out there. Or was that in Seattle? Right, that was a bit of a wild scene out there, but we'll get to that if we have time at some point today. If you'd like to give us a call, by the way, this is one of those days where you can certainly jump on in, 305-567-0560. We'll be happy to do that. Omar, it was quite a performance by the Hurricanes last night. They almost got clipped by playing a little conservative late in that game. We'll kind of break that one down that fourth quarter, but I think the takeaways for me, the main takeaways are, well, there's a bunch of them, but let's start with A, Carson Beck can play, right? I think there was concern there for whatever reason. I mean, not that the guy hasn't played like, you know, a million downs, of, you know, a million snaps at Georgia, which is pretty good. He threw for almost 8,000 yards there over 5 years. So, yeah, he can play. So I think we found that out.
Yeah.
I think we found out that the offensive line is as good as advertised. They had a couple of late penalties, but with that being said, I thought they held up extremely well against maybe the best defensive line they'll play all season.
I think they're a great run-blocking unit. There were some instances and moments where I was like, pass protection needs to be a little bit better, especially when they gave up a three-man pressure sack.
Yeah.
So
no, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. But for the most part, again, given what they were going up against – I think that they held up pretty well. The defensive line, to me, was the star of the show last night. Reuben Bain, Key Mesidor, those guys were just – I mean, Reuben Bain, I don't know, Omar, you're the NFL draft guy. You tell me, but that looked like a very draftable kid wearing number 4 for the Hurricanes last night.
Definitely. If you we got to worry about the medical, but if he continues to play the way that he played last night, he's going to be an early-round selection.
And then the funny thing is probably the biggest thing we talked about, maybe the biggest question mark for this team, were the receivers. And those guys answered the call in a big way last night. Malachi Toney was fantastic for Miami. And C.J. Daniels had probably the catch of the year. I don't know if you're going to see a better one than that Odell Beckham catch that he had swooping across the middle of the field when Carson Beck kind of lofted that ball up there into like triple coverage. And it, by the way, if he doesn't come down with that ball, that might be six the other way, as Notre Dame had had all sorts of defenders right behind him there ready to roll. But he makes that catch. And again, the play calling got very conservative, to say the least, down the stretch of this one. It did not come back to bite Miami. But guys, I got to think, hopefully this is a lesson learned, because we did see this a little bit last year late in the season, the conservative play calling. I hope that they learned a little bit of a lesson with this one, because, you know, at the end of the day, these things can cost you. And I don't know if Miami's going to play a better team than Notre Dame all season, right? I mean, Notre Dame has played for a national championship just a year ago. The last game they played in was the national championship game. They brought a lot of those players back. So, Omar, you're kind of rolling your eyes, but I think that might be very well could be the best team they play. Certainly one of them. I don't think that's up for debate.
With a rookie quarterback? I mean, with a freshman quarterback?
Yeah, with a freshman quarterback. You're going to have a lot of that around the country. You're going to have a lot of newcomers, a lot of transfer portal stuff. There's a lot of newcomers. I thought the Notre Dame quarterback, C.J. Carr, I actually thought he played pretty well given the circumstances and going into that environment. He played a whole heck of a lot better than Arch Manning, who can't complete a five-yard out. So he, I thought he played better than that guy. I thought Notre Dame had a pretty decent second half, right? Came back into that game and found their way back into it. But again, to me, the receivers really stood out. I'll bring Dan and Jamie into this one too. You guys, if there's something that stood out to you, maybe a specific unit in this one, what kind of stood out to you?
I thought the D-line looked unbelievable for the Canes. I mean, C.J. Carr had no time to throw. He was running around like a crazy person back there pretty much the whole game. You had Reuben Bain on one side, Mesidor on the other, just causing havoc back there on C.J. Carr. And Notre Dame's supposed to have one of the best offensive lines in the country. And, you know, Miami's defensive line really got to him. So I thought that was, you know, something to take away from last night's game for sure. And C.J. Carr, I thought he kind of settled into the game. You know, at first he was like very frantic, but then as the game went on, I thought he kind of picked it up. So, you know, freshman first game kind of makes sense in that sense.
Go ahead, Dan.
I look more into the details of things. Carson Beck, just a true, and I hate to say it as a college player, a true pro. Look in his eyes. You never saw him blinking. You never saw him flustered. You never saw him worried. Honestly, when it got towards the end of the game, I said, you want Carson Beck versus C.J. Carr? Who would I take? I was never even really that worried. And the other thing is, it seemed like Miami had a game plan and they executed it the way they wanted to. And that's the sign of a very good team. And if you're saying that Carson Beck lofted it up there and C.J. Daniels went up there and caught it, didn't we say that about Cam Ward all last year, that he's just a riverboat gambler throwing it all over the place? Look, these guys, they executed their game plan. I thought Carson Beck was cool as the other side of the pillow, and I thought Mario Cristobal in the game plan was right where they wanted to be. That's what gives me a lot of confidence about this team.
Yeah, I thought.
Mara, what did you think of Carson Beck's game? Because I thought he's exactly what I thought he was going to be. He's calm, he's collected, and he made all the throws. And I think most importantly, too, is he hangs in the pocket. Like, he does not fear getting hit. And that play we were just talking about there, where he did kind of throw it up there, he hung in and took a shot. He even said after the game, when he was doing his press conference, he said that he didn't even see the catch.
Yeah,
he looked at it on the boards after, because he was down on his ass on that play. So and by the way, I just want to throw this out there too, before, so I don't forget, Omar, is the post-game interview that he did on TV, I did catch that one, and he got a little emotional there. And for all the people that think he's just, you know, he's not into this, or he's just, you know, robotic, social media guy, all that stuff, that interview, I think, showed you what he's all about. And I just thought he made all the plays that he needed to make. Is he Cam Ward? No, but we said that going in.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough comparing him, and that's probably my issue. Is I'm hoping for and expecting Cam Ward, especially since you're paying four times the price. My issue is
yesterday's price is not today's price, Omar.
That is true. And
market, I think Tua told you that, didn't he?
The market is the market for an elite poised quarterback, and that's what he was. I mean, I was quite impressed at how poised he was. Yes, he's got a great offensive line in front of him. But he read and dissected the field. It was like you were signing a veteran free agent, and you know, like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you just expect poise and leadership and confidence. I guess that's what's happening in today's college game. I really do.
Well, yeah, again, I just think that he made all the plays, and it's just good that he wasn't the guy that we're talking about here this morning, right? I thought that there were some units that needed to step up, needed to play well defensively, specifically for the Hurricanes. They needed to have a good game, and I don't know where this Notre Dame offense is going to rank at the end of the season, but I can tell you that they have good players on this offense. They have a good running game. They have a good offensive line. They have receivers. They had a good tight end, as they always do at Notre Dame, and the Miami defense was swarming around the football. And for the most part, you know, look, no one's going to pitch a shutout in the college game the way that, you know, the way that the rules are and how open these games are now. No one's going to pitch a shutout. But that defense, I could not have been more impressed with what Corey Heatherman did in the opener and what he turned that thing. Remember, they were getting carved up at the end of last season, guys. This was a defense that couldn't stop a nosebleed. I mean, they were getting carved up, and they held it down last night. They got pressure. The secondary, I think, did a great job. The
linebacker tackling.
They really were. They were physical. And by the way, we talk about turnovers. They won the turnover battle in that game too.
Yeah. Never. You made a point that this is the toughest opponent Miami's going to play this whole season, and I kind of have to agree with you. I had never examined. Yes, we don't know who Florida State's going to be. We don't know who the Gators are going to be. This is a tough schedule, but you're right. Notre Dame is the toughest opponent they're going to face. Now, how much of a difference does it make that we played them in the season opener where they were breaking in a new starting quarterback? You know, who knows? We were also breaking in a new starting quarterback. The difference was that he's a, you know, basically a senior veteran.
Look, that game, look, the honest truth is that game could have gone either way, right? And you're sitting here this morning with a very, very painful, probably overtime loss if that kick doesn't go, or you're sitting here with a narrow victory. Either way, it doesn't change the big picture for Miami, right? And the big picture is the ACC. You have to win the games you're supposed to win. You win a game like this, it's awesome. It's great. And everyone's happy. Everyone's celebrating. The atmosphere at that building was electric last night. Haven't seen the place that crazy in a while.
Probably since the last Notre Dame game.
Yeah, it was filled to the rafters. Everyone was wearing orange. There were very few Notre Dame fans there, by the way. It was a heck of an atmosphere, but again, you know, guys, I don't mean, you know, like rain on anyone's parade this morning, but if you want to look big picture, it's ACC or bust with this team, because I said this last night. I think I was texting with Monroe. I was texting with Monroe last night, and I told him, I said, Monroe, there is no reason why the Hurricanes should lose a football game this year with the rest of the teams that they're going to go up against. There is no reason that Miami should lose a game. And again, this is assuming a couple of things. It's assuming, one, that they stay healthy.
Right? Injuries happen.
I know. And look, to make a run, to make a playoff run, to make a championship run, we know this in every single sport, you need a little bit of that luck. You need things to break your way on the injury front, obviously. But guys, let's be realistic here. Where are the major weaknesses? You watched last night's game. What stood out as like a major weakness for this team? I don't think you can name one. I think even special teams, after the botched snap early in the game, they came back and hit a few, you know, big field goals. So special teams, not an issue. I just don't know if you were to point out a weakness on this team what it would be. So that's why I tell you, I just don't think there's any reason why Miami should lose a football game this year.
I don't know if it's a weakness, but I would love to see a little bit more from the run game. I see the holes. I see the offensive line creating a surge, but I don't see those traditional hurricane backs. And maybe that's, you know, my standards being higher than the norm, because I'm used to covering or watching the Hurricanes, and they should be able to have a real dynamic run game. I just didn't see that.
I think they will, though. I think they will. Again, this is a tough – Notre Dame's a tough team to run against. Like, they're a big, strong defensive team. They're a tough team to run against. But I just think Miami did so many good things last night that they can build off of here. And, you know, again, to me, look, you're going to have Florida coming up. You're going to have South Florida coming up. A couple of games that are going to be tricky. But it's about that ACC schedule, guys. It's about winning the games that you are supposed to win. Miami will be, I would imagine, pretty heavy favorites in every single conference game the rest of the way here. So we are fired up this morning, as fired up as we can be. I didn't sleep last night. I know Dan Day didn't sleep last night. I don't think many people slept last night. I'm talking to Victor this morning. Victor is like, he's up and at him, man. He's driving around town doing his thing. So nobody slept after that one.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. It is the day after Miami's 27-24 win here over Notre Dame. I'm Hollywood. Omar Kelly is here with us. Dan Day is here with us. And Jamie here with us as well. And kind enough to stop by here with us this morning is Joe Rose. Joe, good morning. I don't know if you got any sleep after one last night. That was one heck of a win for the Canes to start the season.
Yeah, I was like a lot of people in South Florida. I was on a midnight high. What a wild game. What a great game. What an unbelievable win for the Canes to start this season, especially with all those young guys and all the great stories. You know, you get all set up, Omar and Woody, as we get set. You know, you're wondering who's going to play well and who's going to step up. And we're going, hey, the big name guys got to play well, like Mezidorn Bank, they did. And Carson Beck needs to, he did, he played well. But for me, it's always those new guys, the transfer portal guys or a true freshman. And I've been raving about this guy, and I'm not chest beating. I'm not doing that. But this kid, Malachi Tony, that in and out move, the separation on that thing, that was, I mean, somebody forgot to tell that guy that, you know, he's not supposed to be doing this, a true freshman. It was just fun to watch. The whole thing was great on both sides of the football. It looked like a physical team. I know you guys got a lot of stuff, but just overall. And then I don't know about you guys, but from the heart, we run the ball three times to get a 47-yard field goal, and they put up those numbers on Carter Davis. And I went, oh, we got to get closer. I want to take out any kind of slice to one way or the other or fade. I just want to take it out, and the closer you get, I just know you get a better chance, and the guy not only drills it down the middle, but it was good for probably 60-something yards. He just crushed it.
Yeah, I thought, Joe, all aspects of that game for the Canes, you know, even special teams. I know they had the botched snap earlier in the game, but overall I thought the special teams played well. You know, it's funny, we talked about all these units that had question marks, right? And I think the receivers, you brought up Malachi Tony, that the receivers were one of them. CJ Daniels comes up with the catch of the year, leaping up, get it with the one hand grab, and you know, he gets the touchdown catch. But I just thought overall, Joe, the receivers, you know, there's so many question marks coming into this game, but they played really well, given, you know, Notre Dame's got a pretty good secondary.
Oh no, they got a great one. I mean, they made it a point to say it, and it, you know, it was good when the number one corner, one of the top corners in the country, they just put him on Malachi Tony at the end of the game. They were doubling him and said, hey, we can't let this guy continue to beat us. But I just think the growth of that position, it's not where it was a year ago, where, you know, not yet, but I think it's got a chance to get there with that group. But they were physical, man. They I know the numbers don't necessarily show it. It wasn't 220 yards rushing, but I thought Miami made it a point to say, we're going to keep running on short yardage situations. We're going to keep pounding the friggin' ball inside the tackles. Sounds kind of familiar. I know we're kind of talking about that a lot here on this radio station, but he stuck with it. And then the defensive line, I mentioned Mezidor and Reuben Bain. What a friggin' game. Forget, I know, the sacks. Would they have a sack and a half and a half a sack? But, I mean, the pressure, they just wore those two tackles out. They just absolutely wore those tackles out. Guy was constantly running for his life. And then at the end of the game, when you need it the most, we talk about humidity and heat. I thought that Notre Dame offensive line was sucking gas at the end, and those guys were just like, they saw it, and that's your home field advantage. That what you saw at the end of the game, those two guys looked so fresh on those last couple of pass rushes. It was just incredible. Could easily have been sacks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought defensively, Joe, they made all the plays that needed to be made. I know that they gave up a couple of drives there in the second half, but you know that's going to happen. And Notre Dame is, I think, still going to be one of the best teams in the country when this thing's all said and done here. And I thought their quarterback, for a guy who had no experience, I thought that he played well. He seemed to be kind of catching his footing as that game went on, right? Seemed to be getting more and more comfortable. He had that scramble play where he rolled out and threw the touchdown pass, but he seemed to be getting more and more comfortable as that game went on. So I do think this is a good Notre Dame football team that the Hurricanes are able to hold on against. And I say hold on, I'm just curious your thoughts. I know the play calling was getting a little heat for being a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
Down the stretch of this game, it was almost that, like, let's play not to lose mentality instead of go for the win. What do you think of the way that the play calling was in the fourth quarter?
I'm big on more the aggressive style. I mean, this one worked and they won the game, but yeah, I mean, you don't want three and outs, and now you're putting your defense out there, you know, you know, it's about complementary football and nice tries and spending a few extra minutes on the sideline for each group. You know, it's just it's the way you play. And three and outs, you're putting your guys back out there. And now, you know, you got a 2-score lead, so you soften up a little bit, which I understand. They don't give up the big plays. I thought the secondary, outside of the one breakdown on the tight end at the end of the game, which, you know, just a horrible time to have a breakdown for a 60-something yard play to a tight end who should be doing nothing but catching short passes, and he, you know, he's wide open and almost scores. I thought the secondary played great. Even the great catch was made down the sideline. The coverage was great. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Nobody should ever get mad at that coverage. That Frederick coverage was ridiculous. That was great.
Joe, I wanted to ask you about Carson Beck. Obviously, this is an era of college athletics where when you talk about a player, you're probably mentioning about three schools at the least in terms of where they've played. How much did you think his veteran savvy and experience played into how they played last night?
That's a great question. I thought it helped them a lot. So, listen, he had a lot of heat on him. I mean, he didn't have it. He knows there's been a lot of bad things said about him. Like, for some reason, what he did in Georgia, they make him sound like he was the worst thing to ever come out of there. I think a lot of that's on Georgia, by the way, too. I think that comes from the top down. And he left and he rehabbed himself. You could see how emotional he was after the game. But from everybody I talked to, and I talked to Coach about this a little bit, he had a little chip on his shoulder about, like, I've played in a lot of these games. Everybody's, you know, I think the experience of playing in games like this, playing in the SEC with crowds like that every game, I think that the moment was not too big, and I just think he was ready for it. I thought he was really up for it, and I saw a little chip on his shoulder last night, which I really liked. I saw the guys rallying him around him, and, you know, I hate when people start stuff like, the team's not really sold on him. You know, I can only go by what I saw. I saw him having some fun with some guys and talking to young guys and talking to his guys. And by the way, maybe the best throw he makes, they go for it and throw a ball down the sideline. And the guy trips him up. He gets a 15-yard penalty. But if he didn't trip him up, and the announcers did a good job of bringing this up, that might have just been a gorgeous throw down the sideline. Instead, it was a 15-yard penalty, but helped the Canes when they really needed it. But, yeah, I thought he was up for everything, and I just I felt like he looked like the big lights. He was okay with them.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, Joe. And for anyone that is not a fan of Carson Beck, why don't you watch that post-game interview that he did on ESPN?
Yeah.
How much he cares. For those who maybe think he doesn't care all that much, he got a little emotional last night, and you can tell that that team is behind him. But, Joe, look, I thought that he played exactly how we thought that he was going to play, right? He held in the pocket, took some hits, made some throws, and I don't want to say managed the game, but he didn't make any fatal mistakes in this one. He just kind of inched along and took with that Notre Dame defense, which, again, you know, I don't know where you're going to where that defense would rank at the end of this thing, but that defense is really good. And he took what they gave him and made some plays when he was able to. And I just thought it was just a very even performance from a guy who, you know, like you say, threw for almost 8,000 yards and won 24 games at Georgia. So he's seen it all. But I just thought it was a very even kind of calm performance from him.
He did not force the ball. Listen, some people are going to say it was blocked, the touchdown at the end between the safety, why the safety didn't try to come up there and make an aggressive play from behind. And I guess he thought the ball was going to be overthrown. I mean, my God, it was just an unbelievable athletic play. Like you said, it's one of the great catches. CJ Daniels' catch, one of the best ones you ever see. I'm sure he thought he was going to get hit from behind. He knew the safety was there. The guy just stood there like he was at a front row at the movies, and the safety never makes a play on it at all. But listen, to still drop that ball in, a little separation, and your guy goes up aggressively to make that catch. But outside of that, he was real smart with the ball. He took the short stuff. They talked. They were able to work underneath a lot of 7, 8, 9 yard gains in the play, and that was the game plan. They also wanted to get their running game going. There are no big runs, but they're able to do enough and to keep the clock going. I thought that 7.5 minute drive to start the game was just was just ridiculous. I mean, in the NFL, like, hey man, that's the way you start a game. To me, those are demoralizing. You get the ball, you march down, you get a stop, and then you march down the field like that and score. And a lot of it was just, we're going to run the ball at you, and you can't stop us. It was a great way to start the game.
He was just C.J. Daniels, Joe, was giving you an idea of what it would look like if Odell Beckham wore a Miami uniform there.
Yeah. A younger Odell Beckham, yeah.
You didn't see that happen.
You
so
had
he was
to get
doing-
that. How do you get that in, Woody? We're doing so well. How do you get that in? Now you're going to bring up the social media person that ran around with them out in the parking lot an hour before the game. Go ahead. You're going to bring that up now. Go ahead.
Sorry. If you have, by the way, Joe, if you have another few minutes, if you don't mind hanging with us for another segment, I know we talked a lot about the defensive tackles. I thought they played fantastic last night. I want to get into some of that, if you don't mind, if you got a few more minutes to hang with us. What do you think?
Yeah. No. Hey, listen. It would look like a kind of, you know, they don't have a preseason, so there was at times, I think our offensive tackles can play better than they did, although they were pretty solid. There were some times when both of them had their problems playing against a really good Notre Dame front. But, yeah, let's talk about more on that defensive side. I got all morning, Woody. I have no life. Thank you.
Well, Joe, you got tennis today, don't you? Isn't there some tennis coming on? The U.S. Open
there could
going
be,
on.
There could be a little U.S. Open in plantation happening here in the second week. There could be a little bit of that there. I might put the alpha all white on today. I might go Wimbledon at the U.S. Open today. Thank you.
You're going to do your own U.S. Open out there.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
3, 2, 1, he is!
Push it!
Let's see, what are they going to say?
The orange team says yes.
Touchdown, Miami! They push him into the end zone. Touchdown, Hurricanes! They pushed him into the end zone. Shamar Brown has his first touchdown as a Hurricane. It's a 12-play, 75-yard drive that consumes almost 8 minutes. And Miami leads Notre Dame 20-7.
Miami's 27-24 win over Notre Dame. As we welcome you back in here, Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie, along here with you this morning. Joe Rose is with us as well. We'll bring Joe back into the conversation here. Joe, before we get back to the game, I got to tell you, so we're standing in the booth last night, and in walks Jim Kelly. And I just wanted to tell you, by the way, the nicest guy you'll ever meet, but I wanted to tell you that I could see why you guys have fun with those little dinners that you guys have on the,
yeah,
on the road.
Hey, a couple Thursday nights from now, actually it'll be a Wednesday night this year, we have dinner with him. And, hey, it was so great to see him at the game. By the way, how cool is that? I know they don't play anymore, but it is a great reminder, first of all. Michael Irvin, as great a player as he is, nobody loves that program. He runs around, and it's incredible. Jimmy Johnson looked like a 30-year-old man jumping around there last night. He was jacked up. Andre Johnson, Ray Lewis. It was like
Devin Hester. Yeah.
Devin Hester was there. I was like, wow, this is Hard Rock a commercial, or is this a friggin' Hall of Fame right now? It's just crazy. All the guys that were there.
It really was. It was like a who's who of NFL Hall of Famers running around there. Jim Kelly had his Hall of Fame shirt on in the booth as well. But I just wanted to let you know, Joe, that we ran into him last night at the game. But we'll get back to this one here. And I thought, Joe, the defensive line stepped up in a big way. I know you and I had talked about the defensive line, thought that it could be one of the better units in the country here. And we know, you know, about Bain and Mesidor, but I thought, you know, let's talk about, you know, Scott. Let's talk about Moten. Those guys,
Blay.
I thought, really stepped up. Yeah, those guys really stepped up and made some big plays last night. And that was, if there was maybe a little bit of a question mark on the defensive line, that might have been it. And I think they answered any questions last night.
Yeah, I was concerned. If there was one area, you know, Notre Dame's going to put that big offensive line, whether they're older guys or younger guys, you know, they're some of the top-ranked big cats coming out of high school, and you know, they grow up there, come in with a lot of stars on behind their name, and they got after them pretty good last night. Hey, listen, they made some mental mistakes on blocking, blocked the wrong guy. Blay makes a great play up the middle for a loss to stop a drive. But yeah, I thought the D-line and that rotation, those guys played well. I was a little surprised what was the game plan. I know maybe they are up in Notre Dame. Jeremiah Love, like, as good as he is running and catching the ball out of the backfield, what was the game plan early in that game? Now, in fairness, Price was really good when he came in. It's a hell of a 1-2 punch, but what are you doing? Then they get him the ball in the second half. They start throwing it to him and getting him a little bit more, but 10 for 33 yards carrying the football. Wow. Just that was a shocker of the game for me. I was like, hey, don't let this guy go for 150 total yards running and catching the football. I really, you know, thought they were going to get him involved in the offense. They just didn't.
Yeah, I mean, even as a team, Joe, they didn't even make it over 100 yards rushing. Just
what a crazy number there. That says it all.
Yeah. I mean, that was what we thought the game plan was going to be, and I do think it was interesting because you always wonder how they're going to ease a quarterback into this thing, and they did start hitting Miami with the screens on the opening drive, and I think the Canes made the proper adjustments because they were getting beat on a couple of those early on, but they made the adjustments, and the screen game was shut down. Heck, Miami got an interception off of one of those screen passes where the Canes were just able to jump the routes, and it did feel like after that, you know, opening few screen passes, Joe, the defense was able to kind of get in there and play a little more aggressive once they realized what Notre Dame was trying to do.
Yeah, as the game went on, listen, they played a bunch of those guys for Notre Dame played a national championship game not too long ago. There's a lot of good players. You don't play in the national championship game in today's game by luck. So I was wondering if some of that, you know, Notre Dame's coming back in that game. I was a little concerned there for a second, like, oh my God, this would be heartbreaking to lose this one, even though, you know, if they did, you go, wow, they played one of the top teams in the country right to the wire. But to get that win and set themselves up now, yeah, and the defensive line and the guys on the outside. By the way, the biggest stat that I'm sure nobody's going to talk about, Notre Dame turned the ball over twice last night, and the Canes didn't turn it over. I mean, that's huge. Those two turnovers are big in that game, including that one that bounces up in the air, the Reuben Bain intercepts and stays in bounds and runs down the sideline for even better yardage.
I think the only person that thinks turnovers are as important as you is Don Bailey Jr., by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have bond over turnovers.
He gets going. Yeah, he loves that stat, too. Yeah, he's with me on that.
Since when did turnovers not become important? They often dictate who wins and loses a game.
Yeah, but Woody's not big. I mean, you're right, Omar. And Omar feels the same way. And, you know, yeah, you turn the ball over three or four times, you're usually going to lose, especially when talent's just about the same. That's just about at every level that turns you in for a big loss at some point, yes.
You know, one of the things that did surprise me, I thought Notre Dame played like a young, inexperienced team, especially from a turnover standpoint. But they didn't look like the heat and humidity was a factor for them. And I was a little bit surprised about that. And, you know, my hope is that, you know, maybe that was a indicator of how good that they are as a team. Because, man, I expected them to wilt in the fourth quarter, and they didn't.
Yeah, they hung in there. I felt like the old line, I don't know about you, but those two tackles on the outside, looked like they were like, oh, my God, here these two come again. I just thought Mesidor and Bain, those last two pass rushes at the end of the game, oh, my God. They could have gone inside or outside on their guys. Their guys just look like and they wore them out from the start. Bain started the game with just a speed rush up the field and literally flushes the guy out right off the bat. I mean, you know, you talk about a pressure. My God, he was untouched. So, great start for those guys. And I'm with you, Omar. And now I'm kind of curious, what's Notre Dame going to look like this year? Are they going to lose three or four games, or could this be the last game they lose? I mean, it could happen. They are obviously good enough to win all their games. But, man, I got to tell you, watching all the games, there are a lot of games that kind of felt like that game last night. All the big games, except for what we saw Florida State do to Alabama, but they were all a lot of great games right to the end. It was fun with the other big games.
Let me ask you this question, Joe. Do you think now the transfer portal is the big equalizer for schools and programs that are able to turn it around quickly?
Yes. Yes. And by the way, if you miss on them, especially the ones you give all the money to, hey, the money's being made in the transfer portal. And you need guys, and you got same schools going after them, and all that does is supply and demand. That just raises the price. And if you miss on those guys, look at the difference in the quarterback play at Florida State from last year to this year. I mean, my God, that was Castellanos. Good God, was he? He talked it, and then he walked it. He even threw a little Nick Saban in there. I loved it. Saban, of course, had to comment, and he started telling about a guy talked trash about us, and we were up 51-0 at the half, and I used that stuff. It was great. He goes, hey, man, Nick Saban ain't coming back through that door. We got these guys. And they went out, and they wore that Alabama ass out. Nothing against Dwight and Don McNeil and all my guys this morning if they're up. I'm not taking a shot. You guys has a great college run there, but God, what a win for Florida State, man. Wow.
Well, I got one more Canes thing for you, but before we do that, I just wanted to ask you kind of a big picture thing with the Canes, but I got to talk to you about Arch Manning.
I heard you in the pregame. You, by the way, pregame show was fantastic. You and Monroe County were, it was great. and then you started taking shots at the kid.
Well, what's wrong with this kid, man? All I hear about is how he's the greatest player in the history of college football.
Well, he didn't do it. By the way, he did not look very good. He missed guys. He missed crossing routes. He looked like he wasn't reading coverages. And some people were saying, is there something wrong with his arm? He acted like something was wrong with his arm. That guy could never live up to play at Ohio State in week one was never going to look like the first overall pick.
He's playing a national champion in his first real legit game.
I don't think he's draftable at this point.
Woody, in one freaking game, I agree.
Overreaction of Monday.
No overreaction. Guy's throwing the ball at people's feet. And did I have Texas? Yeah, I took Texas in that game because I thought the guy wasn't going to be just completely incompetent.
By the way, we got guys that are supposed to be our lead guys nationally that work for ESPN. They're saying they've never – not only did they go all in on he's going to be the first pick in the draft, they went all in. They called him like the greatest – college quarterback they've seen since
the next
Tim Tebow. Yeah.
That was Paul Feinbaum, by the way. I'm guessing Paul Feinbaum doesn't make it out to many practices, Joe.
Well, I mean, he just looked like, seriously, and I saw some guys are blasting him, and they should have. Like, look it, man. Everybody likes strong opinions. You know, like the Malachi Toney thing. I get back to him. Woody, they asked me to downplay Malachi Toney a little bit. They said, hey, man, he looks great.
Who is they, Joe?
So I'm standing in the back, and I go out, and Malachi Toney in spring football looked the same way. And they go, well, it's spring football, you know, this is, you know, it's pretty generic. Then we go out to practice, and Malachi Toney is like, at some point at the end of practice, I look over, and I'm sitting with some of the guys in the back. I'm not going to say names. Some of the guys, and they're going, yeah, man. I see your two best receivers right now in this practice from start to finish are your two true freshmen. Because I think when it's all said and done, Moore is going to have – we're going to be talking about him. He's going to have some huge games this year. He was a little bit off on some routes, and the timing was a little off, but – and you're just watching that. You know, it's one thing a guy makes one or two plays in a practice. But you go one-on-one drills to seven-on-seven into team drills, and you're still running around and not acting like a freshman. And you just say, man, this guy. So, you know, you go, hey, I don't know how to say this. And, you know, I know they got a lot of transfer portal receivers, and they all made plays. A lot of them made plays. But this kid, Malachi Toney, is unbelievable. And then last night they're going, yeah, they've never seen a freshman play like this. So after they start to see it and these guys are talking about it, and yet, you know, we kind of – Woody and I kind of saw this before. But this thing with Arch Manning is – I just – anything short of him throwing for 250 yards and a couple of touchdowns in that game, he was getting toasted. Out of all the expectations that everybody had on him is, I don't know. And then, you know, I see guys last night give him some credit at halftime or before the game about Ohio State's defense and how good it was in the game plan, which is true. Listen, Ohio State is still loaded, man. And, boy, they put that guy in a bad situation. So I'll tell you what, the two guys are going to probably didn't enjoy the day after the games would be the Alabama head coach. And Arch Manning, for sure, would be 1-2.
Whatever. I think Arch Manning stinks, and if he wasn't a Manning, they would have pulled him at halftime. But, Joe, I did want to ask you a little big picture here for the Hurricanes. And as great as this win is, I know you think Miami has the talent to get it done in the ACC. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to matter, right? It's can you beat the ACC teams that are on your schedule, the games that you are now expected to win the rest of the way, because this team has the talent. I don't know that there's any major holes that I saw after looking at last night's game where I find major levels of concern. So to me, it all comes down to, can you win those ACC games that have caused you problems for quite a while now?
We have felt really good before, and this is the way you start it, man. This start is going to give that team so much confidence now. They got a couple of games they should be able to at home. They should win before we get that Gator game and everything gets hyped back up like the Notre Dame game again. But you're right. The only thing that's really going to matter is late in the year, those last three or four games, and how you play, and that you don't find a weakness in your team that gets attacked. And it's got to stay strong on both sides. Like last night, hey, you kind of go away and you go, you know what? The defense is good as the offense. Actually, the defense was better than the offense last night. And you want to have a lot of games like that. And I just think this is a more well-balanced team. They're not as good at receiver right now. We've seen that. But that position's got a chance to grow as – and the quarterback game has a chance to grow. And I think, hey, man, I thought he was, you know, he was really good last night. I do. And he didn't get to throw it a lot late in the game, which I probably, if I'm going to second guess something, I probably put it in the air a little bit because they knew we were going to run it. They were stacking it up in there, and we're trying to get every yard we can to get a first down or to get closer for that field goal. But I'd have been thinking, I don't know about you, Omar, I was thinking if I'm going to have that new field goal kicker, I want to have it in the 30s because I always think psychologically kickers, when they see it's a 30-something yard field goal, it feels more like an extra point to them. I think sometimes they get 40s almost to the 50-yard line. They feel they got to put a little more juice on it. And then last night, of course, this guy just – absolutely rips it. Biggest field goal in his life by far between three different high schools in South Florida that he played at and kicking at FAU. That thing last night, he went from 0 to 60, man, last night for sure.
Yeah, that was a big time kick. All right, Joe, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. And
I've only had six cups of coffee and my wife made this great coffee. From Costa Rica, it's really good stuff. Game.
And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Joe. By the way, Mario Cristobal will be with us tomorrow morning. For those who are wondering, Mario will be with Joe tomorrow. So we'll have that for you. And by the way, it's the opening week of the NFL. So there's a lot going on right now.
Oh, yeah. We got Omar and I going to be busy starting with the Daniel Jones and breaking down this Dolphin stuff with this team as they get ready to hit the road. But next weekend is going to be fun. I guarantee you, Mario Cristobal, he's going to lie to me tomorrow morning. I guarantee you, he might not have went to bed last night. He might have stayed up. That guy was jacked up after that game.
I don't think any of us got any sleep after last night. Joe, thank you for the time.
Guys.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, all right?
All right, see you. Thank you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.